world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions, and we have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Broadcasting from the heart of commie-controlled America, the no-bullshit bearer of doom and gloom, opium-free broadcast, the most important hour of your day.
All right, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. My name is Josh. That is Vince Tagliavia. This is the Red Pill Project's Daily Dose. We are live with you Monday through Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is where we bring you what we call the unfolding global conspiracy of communism coming to America, of the socialist doctrine being implemented into our economic systems, of the Great Reset forthcoming into this world, the collapse of the global economy, the collapse of global nations, of individual sovereignty and nation sovereignty being ripped apart by an elite globalist order who care not for you or for me. And they are perpetuating their war on mankind as we speak. And it is never, I mean, it is incredibly clear, isn't it, Vince? I mean, it's happening.
Clear as day. There's a lot of people saying it, and they're all right. We're in the middle of a war, and there's no doubt about it.
It's a gnarly war, too. Did you say Thursday?
Me?
Yeah, I thought you said Thursday. I'm like, what's going on Thursday? So did I miss
something? There's no doubt about it, is what I said.
Ah.
Yeah.
There is no doubt.
It's absurd. It's a psychological war. It's a financial war. It's a war of every aspect of our lives, really. And it's a covert war.
Yeah.
Because people are asleep to the fact that we're even in this.
Right. People think it's just the world moving forth as the world, and, you know, nation Putin will be Putin, and Ukraine will be Ukraine, and the economy goes up and down and all these things. There's a great video out there by the great investor Ray Dalio, who, by the way, has been openly speaking about the Great Reset in a very happy, profound way. But it's about the credit and the debt cycles and how they actually work. And if you look at that in comparison to the current economic state of our country, there is a massive problem. And the problem is that the country was never allowed to go into a recessional period, an actual true recessional period. The moment we went into a recession, which is natural for economic growth, okay, we immediately pumped money back into the system to get ourselves out of the recession. And that's not a good thing. And so we're feeling the ramifications of that. Let's start out. We had primary series. Well, actually, hold on. Back up. Announcements. Friday, we have our good friend Ben Stewart on Conversations on the Fringe. He has confirmed that it's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about a lot of the projects that he has going on. Tomorrow, we have Dr. Candace Taylor, candidate for governor, who's going into her primary, I believe, next week in the state of Georgia. So if you are in Georgia, this is one that you're not going to want to miss. We're going to be talking to Candace Taylor there. And then Saturday night, me and David Whitehead are in Mars Chronicles again, and it's going to be an epic show. I promise you, we're going to have the founder of the Sidonia Institute talking about all the geological abnormalities on Mars, the mathematics pertaining to them, what they call hyperdimensional physics. Then don't forget, in the morning, we have Morning Coffee with Andrea and Vince. And then on Saturday nights, we have Makes You Think right before the Mars Chronicles.
Yeah, and tomorrow, after the Daily Dose, we also have the After Dark Chat.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so I was incredibly tired last night. I apologize, and I completely crossed my mind, and I already had my kids doing something with my kids. So we're going to do that Thursday night this week, and that's going to be the After Dark Chat. If you're interested in the After Dark Chat, taking care of or taking part in any of that, it's a Q&A. It's weekly. We are usually on there for 2 to 3, sometimes 4 hours, probably even longer sometimes. It's a Zoom call, and it's just live Q&A with myself and Vince and a whole bunch of other community members on the Social Red Pill. SocialRedPill.com to find more out about that. We have the Battle of the Streams going on. Right now, I believe Pilled took the lead. Is that right?
That's right.
Pilled. Pilled took the lead. Oh, my goodness. Pilled, you guys are rocking it. We have the Battle of the Streams, and this is the Help Support Alternative Media, Help Support the Red Pill Project, and that is giving the gifts that those platforms allow. That's DLive, Rumble, and Pilled. Those are the three platforms that were allowed to do it. I think you can do it. Can you do it on Facebook, too?
I've heard something about that. I'm not a big Facebook tech guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If you can do it on Facebook, let me know. That'd be cool too. We can add Facebook into this. But you know, it's comes from the gratitude in the bottom of my heart for everybody out there that helps support us, especially financially, because we definitely need it. We're growing. We're not multi-billionaires. We're not sitting here making buku money like a lot of these other podcasters who just blow bullshit up people's asses. You know, but what we're doing is we're trying to sustain this. We're trying to grow this. We're trying to make this happen and become a legitimate media organization. And so all of your support is definitely appreciated. So we have the Battle of the Streams going on. Much appreciated to everybody out there taking part in that. You know, recently I've been talking about Madison Cawthorn. Mm-hmm. And I said, did I not say this? That when he came out and said, oh, they invited me to a gay orgy where they were banging each other in the butts and blowing cocaine off of Mitch's wife's back, right? That's not what he said, but he said, I'm paraphrasing, right?
Yes.
The next day, Speaker McCarthy comes out and is like, Madison Cawthorn doesn't know what he's talking about. He must not want to win re-election bid if he's saying these types of things. He needs to retract those statements. And I'm like, it was at McCarthy's house, wasn't it? It was literally at McCarthy's house. And I said, I guarantee you, Madison Cawthorn, if he doesn't back down from this, he's not going to win his primary. And guess what? Madison Cawthorn didn't win his primary.
That's probably why, dude. That's how it works. It's all controlled. Yep. It's all bogus. You did call it.
And so Trump is right now 75-1 for American First candidates. Madison Cawthorn was the one that he didn't get. So in that bit, with America, we know how America First America is, okay? We have to bring about the resemblance of 2020 here, is that this guy who looks like a pedophile did not beat Madison Cawthorn. They cheated and won, which means you have to ask yourself a question. This is something I've said from the beginning. Why has the GOP not opened investigations into the 2020 election? Why hasn't the GOP been more outspoken about the criminality of the 2020 elections? Why did the GOP stand with Mike Pence primarily on January 6th?
Yeah. And also, will Cawthorn come out with more information?
Oh,
now?
I think he will now. I think he's absolutely going to. But here's my thought. Here's my thinking. Mm-hmm. And this isn't thinking, this is fact. The Republicans knew if they investigated voter fraud into the 2020 election, that most of their elections would get overturned and they would lose power. Because, see, it's not a Democrat thing. Voter fraud isn't new. George Walker Bush won his election in the year 2000, through voter fraud.
Yeah.
That was a Republican. This is done on both sides of the House, okay?
Big time.
And see, the Republicans knew that if they investigated it, they'd be investigating some of their largest names as well, and some people that they knew had been in power for a very long time would lose power. And American public would see actually how far that rabbit hole actually goes. This is why they don't want nothing to do with 2,000 Mules. This is why they're not investigating voter fraud. This is why they shut up Lauren Boebert. This is why they shut up Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is why they oust Madison Cawthorn, because it's the same wing, or the same two wings of the same bird. It's the left and the right wing of the same bird, which is preying on the money, the wealth, the freedoms, the liberties of the American people.
The luge.
The sooner that people wake up to this, the sooner that the system can actually change. But, you know, are we winning in any sense?
Oh, that's a great question, you know. Maybe slightly, but I think it's not enough.
I like to think that we are, and that there's little battles that we can celebrate. And this really goes to show the true power that the American people actually have when they become passionate about topics and stand up for what they truly do believe in. Nina Jakowicz, the czar of the Ministry of Truth, has penned a formal resignation already. And the Ministry of Truth is being put on pause and shut down by the Department of Homeland Security.
This is actually a huge win. You're right. Yeah. Phenomenal. That was almost as long as CNN Plus lasted.
Yeah. So Nina Jakowicz has already penned her resignation. The Disinformation Governance Board has been put on pause, which it's going to go to the wayside. And most likely what they're going to do is they're just going to special access program it, right?
That's what I was thinking, dude. Behind a curtain.
Okay, we'll just put it behind a curtain, bring the same people in. We just won't tell the public this time. But I look at that as a small win for the American public. Now, what else do we have here? And this is, you know, this is the complicity of government, of what's happening. Department of Homeland Security reports pro-abortion activists threaten to burn down Supreme Court and murder justices. Now, is this being investigated?
I don't know, but it certainly sounds like terrorism.
It does sound like terrorism. You know, law enforcement bracing for violence from far right following Alito opinion. They're closely monitoring social media chatter that suggests there's potential for violence against abortion clinics, abortion clinic staff, members of the judiciary, so on and so forth. Titled "The DHS Preparing for Violence Following an Abortion Ruling," Axios article explains law enforcement agencies are investigating social media threats to burn down or storm the Supreme Court building and murder justices and their clerks, as well as attacks targeting places of worship and abortion clinics. The unclassified federal document memo states threats to justices, lawmakers, and other officials are likely to persist and may increase leading up to and following the issuing of the court's ruling. This is a direct violation of Title 18. I mean, and here's the thing. You remember Jen Psaki? Oh, we support the protesters going out there in front of their houses.
Yeah.
Elon Musk today, what did he say? I've left the Democrat Party after many, many years because the Democrat Party, which was one that used to stick up for rights and freedoms, is now the one of hatred and violence.
Yep. The party of hatred and violence.
That's it.
Dude, Elon's really stirring shit. Holy smokes. He did say that, and it's true.
You know what, dude? It goes back to the PayPal mafia. It goes back to their connections to Donald Trump.
Yep.
Right? Two of the technology czars for Donald Trump in his first administration were Elon Musk and
Thiel?
Yeah, Peter Thiel.
No. Oh, okay.
I got a frog in my throat. And Peter Thiel. And so these two guys are good friends, okay? And I'm telling you, there was something planned. There was something planned. Go ahead.
After you.
Okay. Well, but I was going to talk about something planned, so go ahead. Get your comment out.
I was just agreeing with you, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Today's episode is called Wizards and Warlocks. Why? Because when we look back into the boards, we see lots of mentions to what's known as Wizards and Warlocks. There are more good people than bad. This is October 31st, 2017. The Wizards and Warlocks inside term will not allow another satanic evil piece of shit to control our country. Realize Soros, Clintons, Obama, Putin, etc. all controlled by three families. The fourth was removed post-Trump victory. Okay. Wizards and Warlocks. Why is that relevant? Did you know Kash Patel put out a new book?
I don't think I knew that. Yeah. Oh, wait.
It's called
Remind me.
So Kash Patel put out a children's book called The Plot Against the King. Okay? King Donald is hounded by Hillary Quinton and Shifty Knight. And his hardy Kash the Wizard helps him save the day. Kash
Wow.
the Wizard. Posted by Donald Trump today.
You got to be kidding me. I didn't know about this book. Holy smokes, dude.
Kash the Wizard. Wizards and Warlocks.
Isn't that something?
Now this is also interesting because if you remember the other day, now this was a post that I saw, 4212. Rain coming, bring the pain, you'll know when. This was May 11th, 2020. Okay?
Yeah.
Now this is interesting because this is about a 2-year delta. And then almost precisely after that 2-year delta, we get Kash Patel putting out there the Punisher. And what does the Punisher represent? Pain.
Pain.
You'll know when. I'm telling you, these guys are the Q team.
They have something up their wizard sleeve.
I've said it from the beginning. I mean, we knew Ezra and Kash and Devin, and they were all involved somehow, right? That Devin, many people don't know the prehistory of Q and Donald Trump and everything that was going on. Do you know how the whole Russiagate collusion, that the DOJ was weaponized, of how Barack Obama was weaponizing and basically socializing our government? Do you know how all this was discovered?
No.
By a guy by the name of Devin Nunes, a congressman by the name of Devin Nunes, who spent his nights, instead of going to the orgies and cocaine parties, spent his nights in the basement of the House, going through various different documents and putting it all together, doing FOI requests, using his security clearance to go out there and obtain the information.
Badass.
He's the one that figured all of this out and put it all together. And then who is Kash Patel? Kash Patel is a lawyer who was an aide to who? Devin Nunes. During that whole time, Kash Patel was Devin Nunes' assistant.
It really does make sense when you put it together from a historical standpoint like
it
that.
It does.
Wow.
And if America is saved, which I believe it's an if, okay, at this point, you can thank Devin Nunes, Kash Patel, and all those guys because they're doing an incredible job of getting this information out there and helping get this information back on the circuit. By the way, Kash Patel has joined the Reawaken America Tour speakers list. So interesting about that. I wanted to check my messages real quick, but really interesting about that. They're going to be in Rochester, New York in August. Yes, I am talking to see if we can get on there. We'll definitely be there in the sense of media passes. So if we got friends and family out there that want to come see us in Rochester, New York, that's probably the next Clay Clark event we'll be at. I will be speaking at an event in July 23rd in Oregon. More details to come about on that one. That's going to be a great event as well, though.
Nice.
So we had this false flag shooting event in Buffalo, New York, right?
Yep.
And immediately after, New York Governor Hochul announces gun control executive orders after Buffalo shooting. Today, she issued executive orders to devote substantial resources and focus towards combating the troubling surge in domestic terrorism by identified radicalized individuals and tracking the threats amplified on social media to further empower state police to keep guns away from dangerous people. Well, guess what, Lieutenant or Governor? If they don't use guns, they use cars like they did in Wisconsin.
That was never, yeah, they never did anything about that one, did they?
Yeah, or they'll use knives, or they'll use bombs.
Yep.
Okay? They'll find something because they're fucking crazy. This is a mental health crisis, not a gun crisis.
Yeah, more guns would probably lead to less shootings. And we could see that through places like Switzerland.
But here's the other part of this. That's the first part. The other part is her other executive order expands New York's red flag gun law by requiring state police to seize firearms more aggressively.
Whoa. Police,
yep. Oh, there it is. I'm telling you, they're coming for your guns.
I saw a pretty funny meme of a dog that had a sidearm on his like vest.
Yeah.
So the text was something along the lines of, there's no carry laws for dogs, so let's just use the mindset the Democrats are using and go. You know?
Absolutely. It's my service dog. Why's it got a pistol? Well armed.
Dude, they're going for the guns, no doubt about it. Yeah. And these are probably set up events where people are brainwashed into committing heinous acts.
Well, we've already talked about that. We know there's more coming, that the FBI and various other intelligence agencies have been targeting mentally unstable and mentally ill people. They identify them through social media, through various algorithms. They can pin them out. We know that if you remember the podcasters, they were being approached by federal agents who said Trump is still the president, that they're part of something big and they're going to help bring back the country. These people were being set up by federal agents and they were too dumb to see it. And by the way, if you follow any of those guys, those podcasters like that, who are part of that, who came out and did their videos saying that, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm being part of the, you know, taking back the country. They're fucking idiots. And I probably wouldn't follow them. That's just my opinion. I bet X22 was probably one. I'm joking.
No, I doubt it.
All right.
Well, I mean, there's conspiracies about him.
Conspiracies afoot.
There are.
Stock market sees the largest drop in 2 years. Market drops comes as inflation is hitting the profits of retailers. U.S. stock market on Tuesday had its worst day since June 2020 as inflation strokes investors' fears and cuts retailers' profits. The S&P 500 sank more than 4% in what Yahoo Finance called an index fund's worst day since June 2020. The NASDAQ composite fell by more than 4.7%. The Dow dropped by nearly 1,200 points or 3.6%, making it the ninth largest single-day point drop in history. Wow. Oof. I mean, you know, if only someone had warned you about all this. Somebody had warned you about all this for the last 2 years, telling you to get out of your 401ks, start getting in the gold and silver, get goldtoday.com, start supplying up on food. If only someone had warned people.
Well, the good thing is silver and gold didn't skyrocket today, so you could still get in on realistically.
Well, true. And I just find it interesting because as you have these likes out there, Trump and the Patriots, we're in control, and Q and Trump are going to make the deep state go on the run, and don't worry, Patriots, we're in control, and we're sitting here going, no, you know what, dude, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't go down that route. And I held to my integrity. I had some hopes here and there, but I held to my integrity and I said, no, that's not what's happening. The storm was not the people fighting back against the swamp. The storm was what was coming from the New World Order putting their rain of fire down onto the earth. That was the communication before the storm, preparing people for what was to come. And people don't even want to believe it now. Oh no, dude, they're executing all the old former presidents, and they're taking out the underground bunkers, and they're definitely in control. Q, the AI is taking over the internet, and it's just not happening.
Yeah, man. Unfortunately, I think this is a more drawn out process and a more risky process than a lot of people want to admit.
Target stock sinks 25% on earnings missed and high costs. Target's always been high cost. But we called the earnings mark. You know, I called this a while back in the sense that Apple and Google and them were announcing their earnings. And I said, they're going to miss and the stock market's going to crash. And everybody's like, no, it's not. It's going to rise. They're going to do good. And I'm like, no. And look what happened. That's when crypto actually started to collapse, is that day, because that's the day the market started to collapse. And now we're seeing the retailers. And I said the retailers. When you have inflation hitting 6, 7, 8% month after month, rising 1.5% a month, okay, the retailers are going to be the hardest hit initially.
The first dominoes.
The first dominoes, because people say, I'm not spending money. That stuff's expensive. And what has this done? It has destroyed our savings. The Fed has destroyed our savings. If you put money in your savings account, you'll end up with less than you started with, at least in terms of real purchasing power. Absolutely 100% correct. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, and this is posted by Michael Mahari of Shift Gold, I remember my mom taking me to the bank and opened a savings account. She explained that I had put my allowance in the savings, that money would grow over time. Well, it doesn't work anymore. In fact, if you put your money in a savings account, you'll end up with less than what you started with, at least in terms of real purchasing power. The last time cash savings account yielded enough interest income to beat inflation was in 2007. This provides yet another example of how the Federal Reserve monetary policy creates misallocations and distortions in the economy. Absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, I even heard a story of a poor old man who put thousands of dollars in his wall. Decades later, somebody dug it up, and it was worth a tiny fraction of what it would have been had he bought something like silver or anything besides just paper.
Yeah.
Stuffed in the mattress or whatever.
Absolutely. He put thousands of dollars into his wall at a time. Thousands of dollars was worth about 80% more in buying power.
Yeah.
And now what you have is it's worth less because the buying powers went down and they're just dollars. The dollar and the euro on the verge of parity for the first time in 20 years, and it could happen within a month. Here's what to know. Top economist told Insider that parity could be reached within a month or so. The euro has lost nearly 14% against the dollar in the past year and is far below the March 2008 peak of roughly $1.58. The euro recently sank to a five-year low trading against the dollar, raising expectations that the world's two most traded currencies could soon reach parity for the first time since 2002. On Tuesday, the euro exchange rate with the dollar was hovering around $1.05, down about 7.3% to date and nearly 14% below year-ago levels. Last week, the euro approached 2017 low of $1.034 before rebounding a bit this week. Barring unforeseen circumstances, the euro-dollar parity could happen within a month or so. Top economist Alexandra Tomic, economist and associate dean at Boston College, said parity is an indicator in lack of faith in the euro area economy going forward, which is not surprising, as well as lack of faith within the dollar. And so I've said this before, that the dollar is moving towards a debasing in a hyperinflation. Right now we're in a stationary period of stagflation, okay? This is not a good place to be. This is the time where you raise the interest rates to match inflation, which is roughly about 21, 22%, and then you bring down the inflation and you reduce the money supply. They're not doing that. What they're trying to do is artificially manipulate and crash the dollar. And not only is it going to crash the dollar, but the euro's economic factors, okay? These are how the euro GDP operates. This is how the European governments all trade amongst each other, is about to freaking collapse into the Great Reset. You know, we said that Japan might be the first country to default on their debt and collapse into the Great Reset. I'm thinking now that it could be Europe. It could be the European Union. And that the dollar will be soon behind that.
Yeah, could be.
But you know, what's the Biden... Go ahead, Vince. I'm sorry.
Ruble's still hanging on, though.
Well, it's backed off of gold. What do you expect?
Yep.
Karine Jean-Pierre, the new press secretary. Let's listen to what she has to say about the stock market here. Let's hear what she has to say.
The Fed chair, you know, the Federal Reserve is independent. We leave them to make their own policy decisions. We do not get involved in that. And nothing has changed on how we see the stock market. We do not. That's not something that we keep an eye on every day. So I'm not going to comment about that from here.
So you don't keep an eye on the stock market, which is the heartbeat of the American economy, which is something that Congress has set their own authority over. You know, is that me or is she just dumb?
She's definitely dumb. Sorry, yeah.
She's not a Jen Psaki that has witty comebacks.
Jen does not. You're being too generous.
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
She's a moron. I guess you just have to be a moron to do that job. I mean, I'm not saying anything about the Republicans, but
she's no Kaylee. That's
definitely
sure.
No Kaylee. Quick-witted, smart. But yeah, the Democrats always seem to get the dumbest of the dumb.
Yeah.
Who was that one that Bush had? Did she look like a parrot?
Shoot, I don't recall.
You remember she looked like a bird? She looked like Big Bird. You could have painted her yellow. Hi, I'm Big Bird. Nobody would have known the difference. So this is something that I've warned about. Again, I've warned about. And you know, if karma's real, if that stuff's really real, then I hope I have some good things coming back to me for warning people of being the messenger. My name, Joshua, right? Messenger from God. But being that messenger, tooting that horn and saying, guys, look, you need to do something. In 2020, when COVID hit, the banks came out and allowed a forbearance program to be put in place where people could, well, I think it was a deferment. They could defer their mortgage permit payments up to 24 months. Okay? Now, $1,000 a month for 24 months, that's $24,000. People don't have that cash laying around. And people who needed the deferred payments usually don't have the money to pay that back. Okay?
Right.
Now, people weren't going to work. They were losing their jobs over COVID. A lot of things were happening. And so they had to take those deferments.
Yeah.
Donald Trump had a housing moratorium which ended January 29th, 2021. That was my father's birthday. That's why I remember it. I remember me and Roxy having a conversation about it. And then Joe Biden renewed it. And the Supreme Court ruled in August of 2021 that the president can't do that. That's unconstitutional. You can't put a moratorium on these small little loans that these banks gave out to the people. By the way, the terms of the loan where you could do it up to 24 months, it'd act as a short-term loan. The balance would be added to your escrow and your payment would be taken out of your mortgage. Then we saw that after the housing moratorium ended, I said, watch, foreclosures are going to start happening in the next 6 months because it takes about 6 months for the foreclosure process to actually go through. In February of 2022, we had 187% increase in the amount of foreclosures in the United States of America. And what do you think that's from? That's from exactly what I'm talking about right here. To date, currently, the last numbers I saw were 227% increase in housing foreclosures this year. People are losing their houses.
And every month it's increasing by double-digit percentages, so like 20% or so, or give or take.
Now, do you remember that whole little financial fiasco that happened in 2007, 2008, the subprime mortgage lending, all this stuff, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all this stuff, where basically what they were doing is they were giving anybody in the world a mortgage. Didn't matter who you were, didn't matter how much money you made, didn't even matter if you could pay it back or not. They were giving you a mortgage, okay? That the federal issuers were giving these mortgages out, and then that mortgage would become a security added into the derivatives market into a package of securities, and then they would give it a rating. And the rating they would give it is you have probably 60% of the people that can't even make the mortgage payments. And so the way they would rate these derivatives is you would have good mortgages of people who have been on time for like 10 years and 20 years, right? These are derivatives in the derivative markets. They would have like a triple A rating, top rating, prime rating. Then you would have like B and C class. These are the people that are always late. And you could bet whether these people are basically going to pay their mortgage or not. Well, they started rating all of them triple A, even the ones that were just handing this money out to these people who they knew they couldn't pay back. And this is what created the subprime mortgage default in 2007, 2008. Well, guess what? The Federal Reserve right now has a $2.7 trillion mortgage problem.
Of course they do.
If you took out a mortgage over the last couple of years, there's a good chance that the holder of that loan is America's central bank, a consequence of its monetary stimulus efforts throughout the pandemic, which is known as quantitative easing. Why it matters. The Fed will face a series of political and economic headaches as it attempts to move away from subsidizing home lending by shrinking its portfolio of mortgage-backed securities. The problem, extracting itself from the market risks crashing the housing industry and creating intense political blowback for incurring financial losses. Back in February 2020, the Fed owned $1.4 trillion in mortgage-backed securities, and the number was falling rapidly. But when the pandemic took hold, the central bank began a new round of bond purchase known as quantitative easing, swelling that number to $2.7 trillion. The policy contributed to ultra-low mortgage rates that stimulated home buying and refinancing activity until recently. Now, as the Fed seeks to tighten monetary policy to combat inflation, it wants to shrink its portfolio. It may turn out to be easier said than done. The Fed says by September, it will reduce the mortgage portfolio up to $35 billion per month, emphasis on up to. The numbers probably will not overshoot that. For now, the Fed is just looking to let its holdings shrink as securities get paid off. But with mortgage rates up in the recent months, people have little incentive to sell their home or refinance a mortgage, since these mortgages are likely to stay in the Fed's books longer. Now, here's the thing. The Fed has to sell that mortgage to someone. They can't just get rid of it. Quantitative easing means that they take taxpayer dollars. Well, actually, what they do is they go to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve pints up billions or trillions of dollars. They give it to themselves, and then they go out there and they buy all this junk, these junk debt in the stock market. That's called quantitative easing, okay? Now, they bought up all these crappy derivatives, the same mortgages that we were talking about before. What did they just say? Oh, the Fed, you know, they're giving near zero rates on mortgages. What does that sound like? It sounds like 2007, 2008. Okay. Do you see the scheme that they're running here? Do you see the whole picture, Vince? Can you see it? It's okay if you can't. Just say no. I'll explain it. You're muted, buddy.
I think I understand. I think it has to do with increasing the amount of money they have. It's a scheme to enrich themselves, and it's not sustainable.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
2021, a company by the name of BlackRock owns the technology that hosts the MLS database. They go out there and begin buying up single-family houses 20, 30, 60% above market value. Goldman Sachs, through proxy companies right now in the United States, is buying up whole communities.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the country.
I saw a big one just purchased in Florida last week, reported. Okay.
Under the infrastructure bill, there's a new zoning requirement that they have to reduce the single-family housing zoning requirement from about 60% where it's at down to about 27% to conform to ESG standardization. And instead, what they need to do is start building multifamily complexes and condos and those types of things that accept subsidized government housing as well as Section 8 housing. Then we have the forbearance program or the deferment program ran by the banks that basically give people these short-term loans so they can keep their houses. The Supreme Court rules that that's unconstitutional. You can't put a moratorium on that. The bank starts going in there and collecting on these houses, which those houses go into foreclosure. Okay? At the same time that this is happening, okay? At the same time that the banks are giving these short-term loans out to the people to basically not pay their mortgage, the Federal Reserve is going out there printing our money without permission from Congress and utilizing it to buy up the bad debt in the stock market that just happened to be subprime mortgages. Now, put it all together. Now the Federal Reserve is selling off that subprime mortgages, those mortgages, back into the market. There's going to be no buyers, okay? Interest rates are skyrocketing. Nobody wants to buy a house right now, okay?
Yeah.
And so who's buying up all the houses? So interest rates are rising. The pricing of houses are rising. People don't want to take out mortgages. It's a dangerous scenario right now. People are losing their houses en masse. And these corporations are going out there and buying up all the houses. And remember what Klaus Schwab said. You will own nothing and you will like it. They want you sick, hungry, homeless, poor, jobless, and on the streets. Don't think for a moment that this wasn't part of the plan. Don't think for a moment that this wasn't orchestrated and organized. By the way, it's absolutely genius.
They'll get away with it.
They would absolutely get away with this. It'd be incredibly difficult to actually show conspiracy in this. But I think if we start putting this all together and understand how these people think, it makes a lot of sense that this is the route that they would take. Because think about this. Let's assume that 10% of American homeowners, okay, 10% of them did this forbearance program. I think the numbers we saw were about 17% took short-term loans.
Holy mackerel. Yeah.
I was one of them. I fell into the trap. I did it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. 3 months into it, I go, wait a minute. Hold on. I went and read the fine writing, because what they didn't tell you at first is you had to pay it back. They don't tell you this, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you find out, wait, I have to pay it back? Hold on a second here. And I went back, and I'm lucky I had the money at the time. And I went and paid it all off, and I paid it all back. And I never missed a mortgage payment, right? So
yeah.
This is a draw for concern. I want people to understand this. If you are being affected by this, there are things you can do. As the market begins to decline, there are renegotiations that you can actually do with your mortgage, depending on the type of loan that you have, to where the bank has to basically rebalance your loan to current market value. And this is a thing that a lot of people did in 2007, 2008. But understand that average day American homeowners are getting caught in this trap. And this is how they buy up all the homes and all the farmland. And guess who else is buying up all the houses?
Who?
China.
Yeah. That should be illegal. They're buying farmland and houses. And
yep. Stuart Varney said, Durham did the Democrats a favor, making sure that Hillary surely will not be running in 2024. That's good thing that's coming out of Durham, right?
That's what they're saying, dude. I was reading about this today, yeah.
Now, what's interesting is, you remember Clinton lawyer Mark Elias, who has been a stooge, a puppet for the DNC for a very long time? He came out and said that Michael Sussman wasn't representing Hillary Clinton's campaign in an FBI meeting. And this is contradictory to where Perkins Coie and Sussman were working for Fusion GPS, which was contracted by the Clinton, Hillary for America, all this stuff as legal counsel. No, it's contrary. And so I told you that Durham had an ace up his sleeve, and he knew this. And now it's all coming out that Mark Elias even admitted to it, that no, Sussman was not legal counsel, which basically gets rid of his deferred immunity. This is interesting. This is the party of science. This is the Democrats.
Okay? Say a woman.
I want you guys to listen to this right here, because this is getting out of hand. We watched that Matt Walsh preview yesterday, but listen to this.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Well, you know what? That is minus one for the U.S. education system.
Seriously.
Yep. What an absolute. Yeah, if men can have abortion and get pregnant. Really?
Yeah. And
really?
These people put themselves in positions of power, dude, all across our country. It's crazy.
Only thing men are giving birth to is a big old shit.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
It's the closest men will ever know what pregnancy feels like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I did a poll on Twitter today, and none of the guys on there that I know had babies recently.
Yeah. I did, but I used to be a woman. Did you have the baby while you were a man or a woman? Oh, well, a woman.
It's Wonderland, dude.
No, well, you know, these people are clearly under mass formation psychosis. They're under a satanic spell, an evil spell. That's what this is. Magic. This is what it is. It's a spell, dude. These people are under the influence of pure effing evil. Turkey has blocked Sweden and Finland's NATO accession talks. They issued a list of demands. The United States came out and said they're confident that Turkey will overcome concerns on Finland-Sweden NATO bids. We'll come into that here in a second. Let me pull
I
up
found
this.
That very interesting that the U.S. is so confident in this.
I told you.
Makes me think, why?
They got a plan.
Yeah.
They got a plan. Grits 391 donated one diamond. Oilaman 94 cookie. Thanks you to everybody taking part in the Battle of the Streams. Patriotic Pisces, two diamonds. Enlightened Science, one ice cream. Grits 39, 122 ice creams. Enlightened Science, one diamond. RPG 3573, one ice cream. RPG 3573, two lemons. Long Gears 97. A fleet. Pilled.
Damn, dude.
Pilled. Thank you so much, Long Gears. Thank you, everybody. Patriotic Pisces, Grits, Enlightened, RPG, Oil Man. Patriotic Pisces, four more ice cream. Upstate Work donated one diamond. Love the Red Pill family. We love you. Thank you so much. Hearts and Pills for me, Brenda, donated one diamond. Zane76 is celebrating a one-month sub streak. Thank you so much, Zane76. Me, Brenda, one ice cream. RMUAFC2 donated a cookie. Cookie fight! For the Pills family. Patriot Bird gifted a cookie. RMUAFC2. As always, I thank you, gentlemen, for all you do. And thank you, RMUAFC2, for all that you guys do. You guys, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys out there. So the Battle of the Streams is underway. It is hot and heavy, and it looks like Pilled is taking a commanding lead. We will see if Rumble and D-Live can make a comeback. Very good.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, everybody.
Project Veritas has released the lawyer for Ashley Biden is the same lawyer for Andrew Cuomo, who is the same lawyer for Cuomo's top aide, who is married to the son of the U.S. attorney who signed the secretive subpoenas against Project Veritas. I'll say that again. Well, how about this? Let's listen to them talk.
Attorney who signed all the secret Ashley Biden's attorney's statement about we should send to the SDNY is self-evident. There's also a poster in the room. You can see the four photos there. We find this extraordinary that Roberta Kaplan is the same attorney for Ashley Biden. She's also the same attorney for former Governor Andrew Cuomo. And she represents the woman married to the son of the U.S. attorney who signed all the secret warrants against me.
Ba-ba-boom.
So those are the facts. Those are pretty self-evident facts, and I don't wish to opine beyond the facts.
That's unbelievable. This is every American needs to know what not only y'all have gone through, but to see these facts.
And every American is seeing these facts because that's what this is about. This is about truth and freedom through information. This is about getting that information out there. And the fact that Project Veritas was politically targeted by the DOJ. Guys, I talked about it on my radio show today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, someone was talking to me the other day and they said, you know, it's hard to save America when the battle's already been lost. That America's already dead. You know, I kind of agree with this. That the war hasn't started. The war hasn't begun. The war's already over. Is they've already infiltrated every aspect of our society. They've already taken over the political, the militaristic, the social, the cultural systems, the academic systems.
Yeah.
And what we need to do now is we need to restore America. That's what needs to happen. We need to utilize the power within us as free Americans to either secede from the Union, to disband the federal charter that holds this country together and get rid of the federal government and then implement a new federal government that limits their power.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's no voting these people out and hoping that the next group that comes in is somehow going to make the changes that we wish to see in this country.
Okay? Right. I think we could win every election here forward and still be screwed because of how corrupt both sides are.
There you go.
And it's constitutional and legal to do what you're proposing right there.
That's right.
By the way,
you know, I see a lot of these TikToks, these First Amendment audits. Do you watch any of these?
Yeah, a lot of those First Amendment auditors are worded, as I say.
Well, they're assholes. I'm not going to lie. They literally go to public buildings just to get approached by police so they can sue them and make money.
But they're pretty good, dude.
But they're right. Yeah.
Many of them, a lot of times, yes. Yeah. But they are extreme and they are dramatic and it's hilarious.
These police are tyrants.
They are.
And so this is another part of it, is that they control all the systems of enforcement, of law creation, of authority. And so there's no just switching out the people, the actors, because the deep state is the administration behind the actors. Okay? You have to get rid of the whole damn thing. You can't just go in there and remove the bad guys. You have to burn the whole thing down to the ground and take out every last one of them.
Yeah.
Law-abiding citizen, right? You cannot. You have to destroy the whole system. You have to allow the system to destroy itself. And that brings me to the next part. I've talked about this for a long time. This is a new movie coming out called Exposing the Great Reset. And, you know, the Great Reset is happening whether you want it to or not. I'm telling you, there is no way around this. The Great Reset is happening. The question is what comes out of the Great Reset? Is it the Great Awakening? Or is it a techno-fascist totalitarian government controlled by oligarchical scum who are non-elected that rule over the world? But let's watch this this trailer. Check it out real quick.
The effect will be much similar to World War, and actually all countries in the world are affected.
We can reshape the world in ways we couldn't before. Ways that better address so many of the challenges we face. And that's why so many are calling for a great reset.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
You'll know nothing and you'll be happy. It's a phrase you've probably heard over the last couple of years. But what exactly does it mean?
Right there, guys. And yeah, that's what we've been doing for years, is exposing this great reset. But here's the thing, is that I think it's so implemented, we can't stop it. The financial system is going to collapse. I mean, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It's going to happen. People know this. It's literally happening before our eyes. All the small little things that we've said would occur in prelude to it are occurring right now.
Yeah, one thing after another.
Yeah.
Like clockwork.
And we also said what?
What?
There's going to be a new virus. You know, it's funny, too, because my Red Pills, the movie that I made, the documentary that I made. And by the way, I'm still working on the Slave Matrix with Mars Chronicles. I kind of got a little bit behind because I've been doing a lot of other research. And so I got a little bit behind, so we postponed that just a little bit. But with my first movie, the documentary, the Red Pill, the movie, I talked about how they would utilize a new variant of the virus to steal the 2020 election, go in there, all this stuff. But look what they're doing right now. G7 health ministers to take part in a pandemic exercise in Germany, simulating a fast-spreading and dangerous outbreak of smallpox virus originating from leopards. Wait a minute. Global exercise of a pandemic response? Where have we heard this before?
This happened in 2019, no?
Yep, Event 201. And see, this is what they utilized to steal the 2020 election, was the COVID virus, was lockdowns, was a resurgence of the virus. And we're about to see something happen here.
Since when did leopards spread smallpox? I guess it's their hypothetical war game that they're playing, but...
Yeah, well, apparently now.
Absurd.
Elon Musk has called out the Democrats, the deep state, and leftists' hatred in the latest media blitz. Elon Musk came out and said, my account on Twitter is still suspended. In the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party, but they have become the party of division and hate. So I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now watch their dirty tricks campaigns against me unfold. And what does he put there? What's that little symbol there at the end?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Where do we remember popcorn from?
That's from the boards, 100%. Everyone know that.
Well, you know what's also interesting about that popcorn?
I overlooked that, dude. Wow. What?
June 18th, 2018. 3-year delta in 1 month. You asked for popcorn. Let's start here. Got popcorn? June 11th. Just saying. The correlations between the boards and Elon Musk are uncanny. That's not all Elon Musk said today.
No, he's been on quite a roll. Every 24 hours or so, something happens.
He came out and said, ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Exxon is rated top 10 best in the world for environment social governance, ESG, by the S&P 500. Well, Tesla didn't make the list. ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors.
He just declared war on the Great Reset again.
He has. Look at right here. He puts this meme up there. What is an ESG score? It determines how compliant your business is with the leftist agenda. Look, I mean, he's telling people right here, and he goes right here, political attacks on me will escalate dramatically in the coming months. He's
can't hide this.
No.
They can't hide this shit.
And he set up Twitter. He set up Twitter. Now what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen with Twitter now?
They're going to have to pay him $1 billion or do something
to get Twitter, out of this. Twitter's like basically going to the SEC, making him do this deal now. See that he's obligated. He has to do the deal now. But he's saying that Twitter lied to the SEC, which they did. He's asking them to prove it. They won't. We're seeing that almost three quarters of active daily users on Twitter are fucking AI bots. I've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
Vindicated.
They've scammed so many people with their selling advertising.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now they're going to find a lawsuit from all of these advertisers as well. But here's the thing. Now what's going to happen is the SEC is going to go in there, make them basically determine their daily active users. That daily active users is going to bring down the valuation of Twitter after they pay a $1 billion fine to the SEC, actually to Elon Musk. Elon Musk has full right to sue them, to sue everybody associated with the slander and the malice against him. As well, he's going to probably get Twitter for 50% off.
Dude, he's going to be the richest. He's going to be the first trillionaire. At this point,
when he's done
suing everybody.
Epic. You know, and here's the thing. Is Elon a globalist? I think he is a globalist. But you remember how I said there's multiple heads of that Hydra? And there's people that sit at that table that care about humanity and don't want to see us fall into peril and go away? He's one of them. I can honestly say that. After seeing his actions, okay, I can honestly say that. Yeah. This is most likely a guy who doesn't believe in God. Which is kind of shocking.
Yeah, I don't know if he does or not.
Oh, he definitely doesn't.
Oh.
Go listen to him on Joe Rogan. He definitely doesn't. So we have this baby formula shortage, right? And they're sending pallets of baby formula, which they have in reserves, to the border. But instead what Biden does is he invokes the Defense Production Act for the formula shortage. Now, if you remember, the Defense Production Act can be utilized in any capacity the president sees fit and basically socializes all of private industry towards his needs.
Yeah, so it might seem like a good thing at face value, but you're right. It is ushering in a socialist type of thing, especially when it comes to food. Mm-hmm. They're going to expand this as food becomes more scarce, and then that's how they're going to hook people in
to
government programs.
Apocalyptic global food shortage is soon come, warns Bank of England. You can't make this stuff up.
They can't hide it anymore, dude.
No. Prices are quickly rising at the fastest rate in 30 years, which is creating a very big income shock, says Bailey, blaming the war in Ukraine for the crisis, as most politicians and banking stooges are doing. Bailey suggested, and this is particularly an interesting choice of words for biblical prophecy scholars, the governments have run out of horsemen to deal and run away with inflation, which is quickly turning into hyperinflation. The situation is only expected to worsen moving forward, with a double-digit inflation likely coming before the end of 2022. Okay. I'm not going to play the ads, but Vince is going to put the links out there. Two things I want you to do today. My Patriot Supply and Kirk Elliott. Okay? My Patriot Supply and Kirk Elliott. How do you get the My Patriot Supply? Redpills.tv. Redpills.tv/Patriot. Okay? They got tons of stuff shipping. You're going to save $232 on this Alexa Pure multi-month food supply with solar power stuff guaranteed in it. Okay? This is My Patriot Supply. If you can afford it, go there. Check them out. I'm telling you, get stocked up. If you can't, what I want you to do is go to the grocery store, and I want you to start buying non-perishables. Spaghetti cans. Put them in your pantry. Go get the 97 cents cans at the grocery store. Buy them at $10 a piece, or $10 in the box, and start throwing them in your pantry. Okay? Those things will last for 20 years. I'm telling you. This is coming. This is happening. This is real. I'm not putting these affiliates out there because I want to rake in massive amounts of money. Okay? I'm putting this out there because I care about people, and that's why we use affiliates that align with what is happening. This is why we turn down people, affiliates, and sponsors, because they don't align with what we do. The other one is getgoldtoday.com. Okay? That's Getter. I want you to go to getgoldtoday.com. This is Kirk Elliott. That isn't loading right now. Hold on. They've been getting massively attacked. So you can go to afterthegold.com as well. Afterthegold.com. If Kirk's website isn't up, you can go to afterthegold.com. This is a website that I built. You can find tons of information on here. And at the bottom should be a form. If you do not see the form, you need to load it with Chrome or Safari. Get out of the DuckDuckGo browser. Get out of the Brave browser. Those won't work there. But getgoldtoday.com. Let's see if it's up yet. Nope, it's still down. Hold on. I want to see.
Oh, that's good on my end.
The Red Pill link?
Yeah.
Well, Get Gold Today is not going on my browser for some reason. It's look. Oh, hold on. I know why. My Bitdefender blocked it.
That makes sense. Yeah, and it's all working.
Okay. I see why they blocked it. I will get that information to them. But go to afterthegold.com. Go to afterthegold.com. And if you guys want to get in the gold and silver, whether it's a few hundred dollars or whatnot, I'm telling you, diversify your investment strategy right now. Get into it. We're about to cover some more news in this, okay? Look at this. Vast swath of U.S. at risk of summer blackouts, regulators warn.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Didn't someone say that the United States... Well, I'm going to do my Bill Cosby. Didn't someone say the United States was going to have blackouts in the summer? How can the United States have blackouts? Didn't I say this?
Yeah.
I said there's going to be rolling blackouts in the middle of the summer when people are hot and their ACs don't work because there's rolling blackouts. And then they're going to go into the winter and their furnaces won't work. Dark.
Electricity. Winter.
Electricity. North America, from the Great Lakes to the West Coast, are at risk of blackouts as the summer of heat, drought, and shuttered power plants and supply chain woes strain the electric grid. And all they need is one cyber attack, and it's Kerplunk.
Yeah, it's a very fragile system, and it's under attack.
Yep. Called it.
It's part of the Green New Deal agenda, is to destroy the system.
Yep. Famous last words for America. Called it. No, I'm joking. Google says its Russian bank accounts have been seized by the Russian government. Good. Russia closes Moscow Bureau of Canadian Broadcasters, the CBC. Russia's foreign ministry said Wednesday it was closing the Moscow Bureau of Canada, CBC, and withdrawing visas and accreditations from the public broadcaster journalists after Ottawa banned Russia state TV stations Russia Today. This is, guys, when they start sending, you know, dignitaries back from embassies and shutting down news broadcasts in each other's countries, that's a prelude to war.
Oh, yeah.
And with Sweden and Finland on the brink of becoming NATO, you're at the brink of war.
For sure. And they're certainly taking a lot of steps, aren't they?
Yep.
Russia.
Ramzan Kadyrov, the head of the Chechen Republic, spoke live on the New Horizons marathon about the task of special operations in Ukraine and what the Russian army is fighting against. Our guys are fighting Satanism in Ukraine. If Satanism wins, the whole world will collapse. No doubt.
Yeah, you're not hearing this in the mainstream, you guys.
Nope.
This is insane. Literally, listen to what he said. Satanism. Holy crap.
Our guys are fighting Satanism in Ukraine. This, by the way, this article is on redpills.tv. Go to the top, go to the news section. This article is under that. It was posted about 7 hours ago, so you can find that there. U.S. charges Chinese intelligence agents American citizen with spying. Of course they do.
Dude, this, they're doing China's bidding. They're making it sound like they're anti-China here.
Mm-hmm.
But really, this is a pro-China move.
Okay, explain it. All right, I'll read it. The United States said Wednesday it had charged four Chinese intelligence officers with helping an American citizen spy on prominent critics of China. Together, all five conspired in silence Chinese descendants, pro-democracy activists, and human rights leaders, New York prosecutors said in a statement. The U.S. citizen, 73-year-old Xuzheng Wang, a prominent Chinese-born academic living in New York, was arrested in March on suspicion of acting as an agent of the Chinese government. The indictment dated Tuesday accuses him of using pro-democracy organizations that he founded to covertly collect information about prominent activists and human rights leaders. Federal prosecutor says he passed on the information to his handlers inside China's Ministry of the State Security, Fen He, Zhiji, Ming Li, and Ke Kuing Lu. The agents directed Wang to target Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, advocates of the Taiwanese independence, and the Uruguay and Tibetan activists. He passed on messages to the four using encrypted messaging applications and emails, as well as during face-to-face meetings in China, according to the Department of Justice. Wang faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. He was arrested on March 17th. Okay, go ahead.
That to me sounds like he's working, like it's possibly somebody working for like a deep state that got caught.
So the way I look at it is there's these pro-democracies and pro-civil rights activists that operate all around the world, which fund operations in China. And this is like Tiananmen Square and this type of stuff, right? This guy was basically sending their information to China through a nonprofit organization that he had. Interesting. It's definitely interesting. So
multiple heads of the Hydra network.
Yep. Crisis in Sri Lanka. Signs of things to come. No food, no gas, no food. Country's bankrupt. Politicians beaten and murdered. Government buildings on fire. And so this is the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Let's watch this.
It's TV, baby, every day is super crazy. Oh.
So that was the house of the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka.
They torched all of his cars.
They did.
That's
right,
hilarious.
So. Right,
that's
so
crazy. Because they're all starving and he has all this wealth flaunted.
As well, is this a sign of things to come?
Yes.
COVID zero. This is how China rounds up thousands of people to quarantines. And so China has quarantined millions of people over the last few months in fears of COVID outbreaks. Is that a sign of things to come? We know that they are going to do something with this virus before the election. They have to. They have to get the restrictions back in place so they can try to steal it through mail-in ballots. We know there will be some type of stimulus, which is going to be the promulgator that crash our economy, but that won't happen until after November, after a small little economic boost.
Plus, they have to fund their riots and terrorists somehow.
Well, that's going through the Ukraine money.
Oh, they could have done that, yeah.
Yeah, that's going through the Ukraine money. The Communist Directive, 1943. Let's listen to this. This is going to be interesting. I think you guys will like this one.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
I thought that the Democrats made it up. I guess not. Because it was in the Communist Directive as far back as 1943. And who do they call the fascists and the Nazis? Us. When in actuality, it's them.
Yep, and it's a psychological warfare.
That's right.
101.
So that's it. And we've been saying that for a long time. Guess what?
Dude, what?
Dude. New variant, right?
Okay, hold on. On the psychological warfare thing, yeah. I looked on Twitter today and I was like, all right, I'm going to Google I love Biden. I love Joe Biden. See what comes up in Twitter. The first person that said I love Biden this afternoon was this dude. So I go to his account. He's a freaking Nazi fascist communist dude literally talking about things like this, saying how to brainwash people and get them to be on your side and all this communist crazy bullshit. Dude, I swear, I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, holy shit, we're seriously in a, this is like the Antifa people and stuff. This is a problem. And it was full of propaganda and Nazi bullshit. Like, the FBI should probably look into that. Anyway,
I agree. Well, we just said a new variant's coming, right? And this is the aspect of psychological warfare, because they get people in this panic and fear mode, and that's when people make rash decisions. The U.S. reports the first cases of monkeypox after U.K. Portugal confirmed new cases earlier today, multiple suspected cases in Canada and Spain. Here's your warning right there. And monkeypox, guess what? Way more contagious and deadly than coronavirus. And I don't know if ivermectin works.
Scary stuff, dude. I hope we're wrong on this one, but yeah, they're setting it up. It's happening. Well,
but also, okay, so by the way, it does not spread easily between people. It's usually mild, self-limiting illness, and most people recover within a few weeks. That's not what I've heard, and so it can be very debilitating, especially to people with, are you ready for it?
AIDS.
Compromised immune systems.
Like the vaccinated.
That's it. All right. I don't care about that. Infant children hospitalized after parents cannot find enough baby formula amid nationwide shortages. This is a real situation that's happening. You want to see something else sad about children? You ready for this one?
I don't.
This is something we reported on a while back, a few weeks ago. And I said, watch, it's coming to the U.S. next. Look at this. CDC now investigating 180 cases of kids with acute hepatitis from unknown sources. Do you remember?
Unknown sources?
Yeah. Do you remember just 2 weeks ago, the outbreak in the UK of hepatitis in the kids? And I said, I bet you these kids are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And I said, it's coming to the United States.
Hepatitis was in the documents of side effects released by, who was it, Pfizer?
Moderna side effects of the mRNA vaccine. One of them was prenatal mortality, which we're seeing that spike in Scotland, right?
Yeah.
And then another one was hepatitis, shingles, myocarditis, pericarditis, rare heart genetic conditions, stroke, blood clots, everything above. And now look at this.
Yeah. About 1,000 other things, too, by the way.
Hepatitis is unknown causes, mysteriously causing hepatitis. I bet they're vaccinated. But the CDC won't go there because they're complicit in this shit.
Dude, maybe they're not vaccinated. Maybe they're sharing needles and having unprotected sex.
Maybe. Maybe they're having unprotected sex. These 5 and 6-year-olds are having unprotected sex and sharing heroin needles. Yeah, that's...
Dude, they're killing us.
But I've always said that it's going to be a technocratic, techno-socialist, techno-fascist state. And AI is a big precursor to this. The game is over.
Mm-hmm.
Google's DeepMind says it is close to achieving human-level artificial intelligence, but it still needs to be scaled up just a few more times. This is
Can you explain that like I'm Joe Biden?
Yeah. iRobot.
Oh. Okay, I've seen that one.
Okay. Human-level artificial intelligence, where basically you would not, if one was sitting in front of you right now and it was in the brain of a human being, you would not be able to tell the difference. Except for it'd be way smarter than you, way faster than you, and way more intelligent than you, and directly connected into the internet. What Elon Musk warned about is what Google is doing.
Yeah, I think Elon wants to control that in a in an ethical way, hopefully.
In a lot of these bots, what they do is they go out there and they create the deep fakes. Deep fakes can fool biometric checks used by banks, research finds. And so this is basically, if there's a deep fake created through a computer screen, that can trick your biometrics, which is quite interesting. And I'll actually talk about this right now. So I uncovered massive fraud today at my bank.
No way, dude.
Dude, like, so I had some fraud on a credit card, debit card, that I canceled back in February, okay?
Okay.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff connected to it. I usually wait for those people to send me emails, because if they're not sending me emails and I'm paying for it, then I probably don't want to pay for it anymore, right? And then I'll go back and renew them. One of these things, I'm not going to mention what it was to a charity organization. Okay. And it's going through DonorBox, donorbox.org. Okay. And they sent me 2 decline notifications that my card was declined because obviously my card is canceled because of fraud. And I'm like, I don't want to pay for it anymore. Anyway, I'm giving it to another charity. A few days later, I get an email saying your donation has been accepted. And I'm like, that's odd. And I kind of put it to the side. I'm like, I need to check in on that. Well, it just happened again for the 3rd month in a row.
Okay.
And I said, okay, there's something wrong here. So I go and look at it, and it says your card was processed, approved, and it was my old card. And I said, what?
Oh, what the
so I
fuck?
Go to DonorBox, and I check my card that I have registered with them, and it's my old card that's canceled. So I call up the bank, and I'm on the phone with them for 2 freaking hours, right? And I'm trying to get through this guy who doesn't speak very good English, his head, of what is happening here. And he's telling me, well, you need to call the charity because it's not a problem on our side. I said, you're allowing my card that is canceled to be charged. He goes, no, they're charging your new card. I said, wait, what? He goes, our transactions are showing that they're charging your new card. I said, you need to escalate this to a supervisor immediately. So I get the supervisor, and I start explaining her the situation. And she goes, do you have Apple Pay set up? I said, I do.
Okay.
And she goes, do you have the new card on Apple Pay? I go, I do. She goes, I think what they're doing is this merchant processed this through Stripe, which is the merchant that we use, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, Stripe has a direct connection to Apple Pay. And I said, yes, okay. But I did not set up Apple Pay in DonorBox. I did not authorize Apple Pay for DonorBox, or I did not authorize Stripe to utilize my Apple Pay.
Okay.
She goes, but what I think happened is Stripe basically went and found one of your default cards through Apple Pay and is allowing them to charge it through that. I go, that's fraud.
Yeah.
She goes, well, we can file a claim for you. I go, no, hold on. This is illegal. This is wire fraud. Like, legitimate federal law is being broken either by these corporations or for you allowing this to happen. How come you're not saying, oh, my God, we have to get legal on the phone? How come you're not outraged right now by what you're telling me?
Yeah, holy crap.
And she wasn't. I said, okay, you need to escalate this to the next level. Get me over to your legal team or I'm calling my lawyer. And so they get me over to claims. And the claims lady was just a fucking moron. And she goes, like, you know, I'm kind of surprised by it, but, you know, what are you going to do? And I'm like, how about you contact your legal team, because I'm lawyering up. Like, someone is giving my information out there. And so I don't think it's Stripe, because I work with Stripe. I use Stripe on a daily basis, okay? This is what we use to run the Red Pill Project, okay? You cannot go into Stripe and search someone else's card number on a different platform. I cannot go out.
This is a deeper issue.
Yeah, I cannot go out there and transact Vince's Apple Pay against Vince without Vince's authorization. That's a federal violation. And so I got to call DonorBox tomorrow and be like, how are you charging my card? And if they come out and say that, I'm filing a lawsuit against them. Because that's massive fraud. It's credit card fraud. Someone gave my information to them. And they didn't even update it. They're still using my old card. Or the bank is allowing it to be charged on my new card. It's one of the two that are happening. I think it's the bank that's allowing it to be charged through the new card as a transaction. I think what happens is they call the bank right before they charge it and say, hey, looks like his card was turned off or something. We have a year of donations. We just want to – and I think that's what's happening there. I think that's what's going on. But they didn't want to admit this. So I got to call DonorBox and find out what's really going on.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah. All right, where are we at? I want to go in here. And we ended with RMUAFC2. And we're going to go Patriot Bird gifted a cookie. Let's go Foxhole. Patriot Bird gifted another cookie. Light and Simons, 4 lemons. Raja D gifted the shades. Is that all we got?
Yep.
Who's our winner for the night?
It looks like Pilled.
Pilled.
Two nights in a row.
Pilled takes a 2-point lead on this one. Much love and respect, guys. Thank you so much. Don't forget to visit mypatriotsflyredpills.tv/patriot, as well as afterthegold.com. Do that on a Chrome browser. Or you guys can give Kirk a call. I mean, that's really the easiest. It goes directly to a voicemail. And actually, I need to open it up in a different browser. And we're going to go here, and we're going to go... Do you got that number on you? It's streaming there. 720-605-3900. It goes directly to voicemail. 720-605-3900. Leave them a message with your information. Tell them what you're wanting to do, or you just want to talk to someone about your finances, money that you have in savings or whatever. And they can definitely help you out. They've helped out tons of people. Ask anybody on the platform who's worked with them. I guarantee you they'll give them a rave review. Very legitimate operation. Very good people. So, guys, that's all we have for you tonight on the Red Pill Project's Daily Dose. We'll be back with you tomorrow night with Candace Taylor. She'll probably be with me for a good hour, and then Vince will jump in after that. She's got her primary coming up, and then Friday night with Ben Stewart, and then Mars Chronicles Makes You Think on Saturday night. Much love, respect. God bless. And don't forget Andrea and Vince in the morning coffee. Much love, respect. God bless. You guys take care. Have a great night. Be well, guys.